What he is saying essentially is this. I could indeed boast, but so they don't accuse me again of boasting in my letters and being insignificant when present, I will not brag about anything substantial. Yet afterwards, he did express something substantial, but not about his formidable power, rather about revelations and in detail about trials. So, to avoid appearing intimidating, let that person understand this, that what we are in our letters when we are away, so too are we in our actions when we are present. Because they claimed he writes grandly about himself, but when present he merits no attention, that's why he states these things, and those again in a toned-down manner. He didn't say, as we write grandly, so when we are present we also do grand things. But he stated it in a more humble way. Indeed, when he addressed the others, he delivered it with intensity, saying, I implore you not to make me show courage when present with the confidence that I plan to be bold against some. But with these he was more humble. Hence, he says, what we are when present, we also are when absent, that is, humble, modest, never boasting. And it becomes clear from what follows